Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. God bless you and thank you so much for joining us on this evening to listen in as God has given me a word on tonight. We never take it for granted. We always appreciate the fact that you all join in to listen, that you invite your sisters in, that you invite your friends in to be a part of our Bible study. So we just want to take the time on tonight to say thank you. We don't take it lightly that you sacrifice your time and that you take time and listen and support the Warrior Women for God. So for that, we absolutely love you. We absolutely adore you. And we're so thankful to God that you have joined in with us tonight. So I am going to open up first with a word of prayer, and then we are going to get started on our message on this evening. And what God has given me is exposed. We are going to expose the enemy on tonight. We are going to expose what it is that he has been up to, because he's very sneaky, he's very tricky, he plays a lot of games. But when it is revealed and God shows us exactly what it is and how it is that he is trying to attack us and come against us, then we know how to fight against the enemy. Dear God, we thank you on tonight. Lord, we thank you for our life, for our health, and for our strength. God, we bless your name on this evening. Lord, we thank you for waking us up on this morning. God, we thank you for the ability to speak. We thank you for the ability to walk, to talk, to have use of our limbs. And God, we just bless you on tonight. Lord, you have kept us out of danger. You have kept your blood and your anointing over us, Lord. And for that, dear God, we just say thank you. And Lord, on tonight, God, I just ask that you would just disrupt every demonic communication that is coming against your children. God, that you would just destroy the enemy's plan to destroy our life, to suck the life out of us, to come against our vision, to make us feel worthless, and to help us to sit down. But God, we just ask on tonight that you would just give the devil notice, because we are praying, we are praying, we are praying. We are worshiping. We are celebrating victory in you. And God, we thank you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. We come against sickness on tonight. We come against weariness, God. We come against insecurity, Father God. Lord, we come against just spiritual weakness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would just bless your children, that you would lift your children up, dear God, that you would just strengthen them on every side. And Lord, for that, we will continue to give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. This message is very dear to my heart on tonight, because I went and I looked back in my journal, and on January the 30th, I wrote to God that I was feeling paralyzed, and I was just talking to God in my journal, and I was saying, Lord, you know, I know you have something for me to do. I know that you have spoken, you have prophesied over my life over and over and over again, but I do not understand why it is that I cannot get ahead. What is the problem, Father? Because I know that you don't lie. You're not a man that you shall lie. So I understand that your word is true, but God, I'm having a little difficulty in understanding what is going on inside of Erica. So on Tuesday, I began to talk to God as I was up, and I said, Lord, you know, you have yet to give me a word to tell your children. And this is Tuesday morning, about 5 o'clock. I think I said the same thing to him on Sunday. And Tuesday, at no later than 11 a.m., it probably was earlier than that, God gave me the answer. And the answer that he told me was, it's the spirit of Python. Now, when things come to me, I had to, you know, not that I questioned God's answer to me. I just said, the spirit of Python, Lord Jesus. So I began to do a little homework. And what I discovered was that the spirit of Python will attack you. And it attacks God's children in so many different ways. And it just really amazes me how this spirit will go after God's children. And, you know, it really is what they call a snake spirit. So I really want you to picture and think about in your life as you are going on, or even as you have, even as a child, or where you are right now in your life, have you felt at any point in time that you were being squeezed, like something was taking the life out of you? Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt so tired that you just were prayerless? You had an inability to worship God? That is the spirit of Python. And tonight we are going to bring awareness. We are going to expose the enemy's plan. We are going to show him that we are God's children, and we are going to put the enemy to rest on tonight. But one thing that I learned about the spirit of Python is that if you are a visionary person and you are very creative and you don't work well inside the box, and you are very, you know, outside of the box, you have vision and you have dreams, well, the spirit of Python comes to crush your hope. It comes to crush your vision, and it comes to crush your dream. So all those things where, you know, you say, oh, Lord, I'm pressing to the higher mark of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, no. But then for some reason, you come to a place and a point where you're not pressing. You've come to a place and a point where you are feeling very weary in your spirit. This is the spirit of Python, and the spirit of Python is so crafty that it understands and it knows what God has destined for your life. So what it does is its plan is to destroy the plan of God and the call that God has on your life. It wants to rob you of your drive, of your motivation, of your ability to fight. And in its place, it wants to give you discouragement, hopelessness, apathy. Is that you? If you think about where you are in your life right now, have you been bitten? Are you under attack by the spirit of Python? And, you know, when I thought about this, I sat down and I was like, Lord Jesus, my God, he had his body just wrapped around my neck. But and it was just so tricky. It was so just quick at times when you just feel like I can't go on. His the spirit of Python, his job, his duty is to suffocate the life out of you. And it doesn't care whether it's you as a person, whether it's your family, whether it's your business, whether it's your church, whether it's our community. It does not care. Its job, its duty is to squeeze the life out of you to get a good grip. And it just doesn't do it one time. It does it over and over and over again. So once you feel lifeless, then what happens? Death comes unto you. So you then are walking dead. And You know, we don't see, you'll begin to see things not prosper. Your family won't be in prosperity. Things will just be going away. Your business will, you know, not be moving ahead. Church isn't doing well. The community is going crazy. So they wonder why in our communities things are going on. There's failure, there's devastation. There are all these things that are going on. The spirit of Python is working. It is working. It is in full effect. And you know, you don't have to listen to Erica. Go do your own homework on the spirit of Python. When God answered me as to what had a grip on me, I almost screamed because I said, Lord, you know, I am scared to death of snakes, first of all. Dead or alive, I do not like them. And then when I had to read this stuff, I said, Lord, have mercy. But, you know, it will do certain things to you. It's very clever. It will put you in a place of isolation. The spirit of Python loves cliques. It loves agitation, strife, contention, and, you know, all these things that we know that we should not be owning, that we know we should not be walking in and living in. But when we are under attack, when we have been bitten and the venom is in us and we are unaware of what is going on, it's running wild. It is, the demonic spirits are in full effect. So I want you to think about this. Have you felt fearful lately of whatever it is? Do you feel weak? Do you feel weary? Are you battling in your mind against what you know is right, against what you know that God has said is right, or are you okay? Because everybody might not be bit by the spirit of Python, but I tell you what, I can stand today and I can admit that I've been bit. But the devil is a liar. I thank God for the blood, because the blood has such a cleansing power. And in Acts 16:16 through 18, it says, now it happened as we went to pray that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. So whatever is going wrong in your life, you have to command it to come out in the name of Jesus. It will not have power over you. It may have bitten you. It may have had you for a little while, but no, not for long, because God is bringing awareness to this thing on tonight. See, the spirit of Python, it sneaks in undetected, and then it just slowly squeezes the spiritual and physical life out of you. And then it wants to leave you without breath. But what gives us breath? What is our cleansing power? It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit represents our air. It fills us like our air fills our body with oxygen. That's how you can see the Holy Spirit. But this spirit that's coming and attacking God's children, it wants to stifle the Holy Spirit. It wants it to be non-existent in your life. And let me tell you physically where the spirit of Python attacks. It attacks you in your lungs. It attacks you in your chest area. It causes illnesses like asthma, lung cancer, or heart problems. Why is that? Because if your heart is weary, then you're weak physically. You can't go on. When your heart stops, that's it. If he attacks you with asthma or attacks your lungs with bronchitis, then you can't speak. You're very hoarse. You have a hard time breathing. You have a hard time communicating. So we now have to be aware of when these things are coming against our life. And you have to know that you know that something is wrong. And when you are operating in the spiritual realm, then you can look at things in a different eye. And I don't mean that you get so spiritually together that you are no earthly good. That's not what I mean. But what I do mean is that you need to be aware of these spirit attacks that's coming against God's children. You have to know that God will release through you a promise, a prophecy. You have to be confident. And you have to ask God, Lord, give me a divine strategy. Did you hear that? A divine strategy. And then allow the Lord to use you as his instrument, of faith, and as his instrument of boldness. It's a powerful thing when you have faith. And when you get bold about what you know that you know that you know. And I'm going to tell you something. It's the truth. Because sure enough, I met with some adversity on yesterday. And, you know, normally I'll tell you the truth. I'm a little passive. I don't do no harm. I don't do confusion. I don't like confusion. I don't admire confusion. I allow people, okay, if that's how you feel, you go ahead and feel that way. But let me tell you something. When God revealed to me the spirit of Python, I said, oh no, Lord, I'm taking my faith back. Father God, I am taking back my authority. I'm going to stand and I'm going to demand that the enemy take flight in the name of Jesus. I'm going to walk boldly in the name of Jesus. Have you walked boldly in the name of Jesus? Or are you allowing the enemy to destroy your life? Are you allowing the attack of Python to sit you down, to make you feel weary, to make you not want to move forward? To cut you off. See, it's so clever that it chokes the life of God out of you to the point where it weighs you down. It makes it difficult for you to even worship God. Have you ever been in that place? See, I can talk about this because I've walked through it. I've been walking it. There have been times when I couldn't pray. There have been times when I felt so heavy that I said, well, Lord, I might as well leave up out of here. What's the point? But that was the enemy. The enemy wants to destroy. He wants to kill you. He wants to suffocate the life out of you. He does not want to see God's purpose manifested in your life. And don't think that, oh, you know, well, I'm older now. Oh, no. He still is tricky. He finds ways to come under attack, whether you're old and whether you're young. It does not matter. And let me tell you, here are some things that you can think about and recognize and be aware of what he's doing. He attacks relationships such as marriage. Do you know any marriages that are under attack? Do you know any of them that were attacked and now destroyed? It's an evil spirit. And the evil spirit, once it gets into a person and into a situation and into circumstances, there are so many things that come out. Rebellion, backbiting, gossiping, manipulation. Have you ever seen those things? Have you ever experienced experienced those things? Have you, at some point in time in your life, been one of those things? A gossiper, a manipulator, a backbiter. Has that been you? And in your emotions, what the spirit of Python does is it makes you feel heavy. It makes you feel sorrowful. It makes you feel depressed. And it makes you feel that you're going to lose so much. It just gives this fear of loss in your life. It makes you have the love for money. And in your attitude, you are prideful, highly defensive. You have the Jezebel spirit of control or the Ahab spirit of being controlled. Is any of that you? Do you know anybody who's under the Python attack right now? Because, see, it also makes you feel frustrated, discouraged, weary, fatigued, agitated. Have you felt any of that lately? And let me tell you how real tricky it is. You ready for this? It makes you begin to question the call that you have on your life, the position that God has placed you in, the vision that God has over your life. It makes you question these things. But it's not the end of the world, because here are your key weapons against this spirit. You have to pray. You have to pray, and you pray especially at night. You worship. You sing, sing, sing. You get a song down in your heart, and you don't let it go. You sing until God blesses your soul. Trust in God. Trust in God. Have faith. Don't get weary. Don't get discouraged. Don't think that, oh, this will never happen for me. That is not true. Mm-mm. And you have to declare what it is that God has promised you. You have to begin to declare and decree things over your life. Mm. Declare that you are a child of God. Declare that you are a winner. Declare that God is your all in all. Declare that you are strong, that you're strong in your spirit, that you're strong in your prayer life. This spirit of Python is very real. It's real. It's serious. And not everybody is prepared, nor are they ready to pray or to challenge demonic spirits. But let me tell you something. You have got to begin to pray over these things. You've got to begin to recognize and call them out, just as Paul did. You've got to turn around and say, ho, I command you in the name of Jesus to come out. So whatever is attacking your life, whatever is attacking your body, your relationships, your money, whatever it is, you tell it, I command you to come out of my finances in the name of Jesus. I command you to get out of my house in the name of Jesus. I command you to get out of my children in the name of Jesus. Satan got to flee. Do you know something that will put the enemy to flight? Activated faith. Activated faith will put the enemy to flight, because the enemy is vulnerable to faith. The enemy can't handle faith. He can't handle your praise. He can't handle your prayer. He can't handle you saying that I know, that I know, that I know that I am delivered. He can't handle that. When the doctors give you one report and you lay hands on yourself and you say, in the name of Jesus, I am healed, he can't handle that. See, there's not enough prayer going on. It's so much distraction going on in the world. It's either empire or scandal, or the list can go on and it goes on and it goes on. God's children are distracted. And then you see these things on television, and in some instance, you know, sometimes it begins to play on your mind. It plays on your psyche in some kind of way, but you're letting the enemy in. You are giving him an open door. So you've got to begin to dethrone the enemy. You've got to begin to say, you know what? I understand your tricks. I understand your games. I understand what it is that you are doing, and you pray. You pray. You pray, and you pray like never before, because it is his job to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But it is our job to ask, to seek, to knock, and to pray. We have to activate our faith. Are you activating your faith? Do you know that you have favor? Can God look down at you and say, oh, that's my daughter. I know she's all right. She know I got her. I'm just sending a little trouble her way. Can he see you like that? Or does he see you as that one who is allowing the demonic pressure, the demonic frustration, all these things that the enemy has, you know, planned against you to take over? You can't allow it to take over. You have to denounce demonic intimidation. You have to disrupt the demonic communication. He can't communicate if he can hear singing and praise and worship. He can't communicate with that. He can't break through with that. He can't understand your praise. So you have to watch what you say out of your mouth. Watch what your thoughts are. Don't give him words. Don't give him space. Don't give him an open door. And just in case you have, go back and let the Lord know. Confess those things in a prayer. And say, God, I confess to you that I have given the enemy entry. I confess to you, Lord, that at times I may have believed what the enemy has said. I may have allowed manipulating people to take advantage of my life. I may have allowed people to pressure me. But Lord, forgive me for that. In the name of Jesus, break these yokes out of your life. Break them out of your finances, out of your relationships, out of your speech, and ask God to give you a fresh anointing, a fresh wind, a newness in him. And see, when God speaks, he doesn't just, you know, he speaks in many, many different ways. And it's amazing because on yesterday, I was, before I went to bed last night, I read my daily devotional. And I'm going to share it with you guys on this evening. This book is called Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. And yesterday's devotion said, walk by faith, not by sight. As you take steps of faith, depending on me, I will show you how much I can do for you. If you live your life too safely, you will never know the thrill of seeing me work through you. When I gave you my spirit, I empowered you to live beyond your natural ability and strength. That's why it is so wrong to measure your energy level against the challenges ahead of you. The issue is not your strength, but mine, which is limitless. By walking close to me, you can accomplish my purposes in my strength. So in which situations are you walking by sight rather than by faith? And again, you have to ask God to give you a strategy for turning things around. And guess what's going to happen? He's going to show you the way. Today's devotion was waiting, trusting, and hoping. So those are the things that we know we have to do. Those are the things that, you know, God says that that's what he wants from his children. How can he show up and be who he is if we are living in fear? If we're not walking in the way that God has told us to walk, we have to continue to expose the enemy. And, you know, and sometimes if you're not strong enough to fight against the enemy by yourself, call on a prayer partner. Call on a prayer partner. Get your oil out. Anoint your doors. Anoint your doorknobs and tell the enemy that it's time to go. Open your bedroom doors. Open your windows and serve him an eviction notice. Because on tonight, he was truly exposed. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining in on tonight as Warrior Women for God shared God's word and message with you. And on this evening, if you have a prayer request, please press 1. If you have a testimony, if you would like to just encourage another sister because you've experienced the spirit of Python, you too can press 1. Let's really give flight to the enemy. Because we get strength from other people's testimonies. We get strength from hearing how God has delivered others. Is this walk easy? Absolutely not. It can get very tiresome. Sometimes we can get in a place and in a posture and in a position of hopelessness. That's the enemy. God didn't call us to be hopeless. You know, and you can look and see demonic spirits. You can look and see them in people. And immediately you have to begin to pray. Don't walk up to people and begin to say, oh, I see the devil in you. No, 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 no. Because the devil might come out and do you some physical harm. So you keep it to yourself, but you go to God in prayer. Those generational demons that are in families that are raising, write them down. Things that have gone on with our ancestors and our forefathers, write them down. Pray against them. Denounce them back to hell because this thing of these demonic spirits, it's real. We are under attack. We have people who have been assigned to attack us. They use demonic intimidation, all kinds of things. Are you prepared for the fight? You get your war clothes on, and you stand strong against the enemy. Don't allow him to weigh you down. Don't allow him to make you feel heavy, to make you feel like you need to give up on God. Don't compromise with that joker. You tell him, go back to hell where he belongs. If he's in your body, go back to hell. If he's in your relationship, go back to hell. And you tell him just like that, send him back. And you stay in your word and you stay prayed up because he will attack. I'm telling you, when I read this thing, it amazed me at how much I've been attacked and in how many areas the attack was. Don't do it. Stand in faith and in boldness. Caller with the last 4, 8, 6, 2, 1. You are live with Warrior Women for God on tonight.
Hello. Good evening, darling. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. I wish you didn't have to get up because I could keep on listening. That I'm telling you the truth. Oh, my Lord, that's an awesome message. I need that on a tape so I can keep listening because you know what? God is giving you a powerful message tonight because you told us how to defeat the enemy and not to, hallelujah, glory be to God, and not that let the enemy defeat us. Hallelujah. So, oh, I'm just proud of you, baby. You're my baby girl, my real baby girl, and I thank God for you, and I want you to keep on and keep on holding up the bloodstained banner. God is doing mighty and great and wonderful things in your life. He's not finished. He's still working on you because you know what? He's going to take you far, far, far all over this world, and you're going to be able to tell others what the Lord requires of us as women, you know, to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord and don't be weary and well-doing, for we shall reap if we faint not. So I'm not going to say too much because it might be somebody else, but, oh, I'm proud of you, darling. I'm proud of you. And Mommy wants you to keep on going. Keep on going. I have several friends on this prayer line tonight. They might not say nothing, but they all are listening in, and I'm proud to say I believe in my heart and notice and know that you are living what you're talking about. So for this cause, I thank God for blessing you, and I pray his blessing will continuously and ever be on you, and his will will be done in your life. All right, sweetheart, have a good night now. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Mom. We appreciate your support. You are always there on Monday nights, and then you support us on our blog talk Bible study, so we truly do appreciate you. Next caller with the last 44142, you are live on the air.
God bless you, woman of God. I was just calling, asking that everyone could touch and agree with me. I have an interview tomorrow morning at 10:30. I'm unemployed right now. I'm in need of this job. And so I believe God is going to do it. So many things have been going on with this position, this one job, and they keep calling me back. I was called the other night at 9-something at night, 8:30, 9 o'clock. And so I know that was God. So I'm just asking that, you know, people can touch and agree with me that this is my assignment, this is my next assignment, not just a job, but an assignment.
Amen. Can you tell me what your name is?
My name is Evangelist Joyce Bagley, or Joyce Bagley.
Okay. We are definitely Evangelist Bagley going to go to God on your behalf, and we're going to definitely touch and agree that God will open up this door in the name of Jesus. And we thank you so much for sharing with us and for participating and listening in with Warrior Women for God, and know that we love you. But as we say, God loves you best. So if there will not be another caller, another prayer request, we are going to go to God in prayer. Caller with the last 42750, you are live on the air with Warrior Women for God.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Thank you, Lord. Good talk and this blog. I am just appreciative to God that he sent you our way. I thank you for being the light shining in darkness. I thank you for being a voice for those who can't speak. I'm thanking you for getting that encouragement and even talking on a topic such as this, because Lord knows, I know, and you know, that it is so hard to be suffocating and under that spirit of Python, and then in many ways not knowing that that is exactly what is going on in your life. And that had been my test. That had been my plight for a long time, But thank God for the blood of Jesus, as you said in the scripture, gave us the service today, the testimony today, and the you preached on today to let us know that we don't have to have that spirit. We have to make up in our minds, in our heart, and mostly, first of all, ask God forgiveness, just as you've already said, but then be demanding and commanding that those spirits be letting us go and release us to be the women for which God called us to be. And I am thanking God for this testimony from you that you have let it go with transparency, especially sometimes when you look at people who are being ministers and talking to the world per se, and it seems like they get it all together. But thank you for your transparency, letting us know that you didn't have it all together, and neither do I. And it is my goal and my mission and asking God to help me to see that discerning spirit, that when I see that too, that I can help encourage others, not in judgment, but be able to lift up and encourage others to hear the callers that call in today. It was such a blessing to my soul to hear you be able to speak the words that you said was such a blessing to my soul. Sister Evangelist Bagley, I'm praying with you. They just did my very first day after more than a year of being unemployed. I work today. And it was nothing but God that allowed this position to come into play. And it was because I was suffocated by that demonic spirit of the python that I did not realize that what God had gifted me, he would give me the ability in. I had wanted to listen to other people and what people told me to do and left my gifts. And not only is it this one gift that God gave me back again, and I'm going to rejoice and keep on praying and letting the blood of Jesus and being surrounded by people like Minister Erica right now, who is also my niece, who is also a prayer partner. I'm glad to hear my sister also had come on the line. But the whole thing is these are the things that have to destroy the yoke. Evangelist Bagley, be encouraged. Be encouraged. My situation looked hopeless. It seemed as if that was the end of my road. Not only was it that I lost the job that I was falsely accused of, and God alone had to exonerate me from all of those charges. That door from that one position was completely, it was closed. God closed that door, but God is letting me see that he has given inside of me, as well as anyone else, many gifts that if you would ask God to and allow those gifts to flourish through you, the doors will be open. And even Evangelist Bagley, even if it is a disposition, God has something for you. Do not give up. Be encouraged. I'm praying with you, sir, as well as this minister, Goodridge had also said that she would also be praying, and I know many others would also, but I also know how you feel. It is not easy without having any income, but God, he has provided for me during that whole period, and now I'm trusting even continuously, just as it is for me, my sister, it be for you, that you will not be without. You will not lose anything. You the head, you're not the tail, and I'm trusting and believing along with you. In Jesus' name, amen. And I will
amen.
Releasing. I'm on the line as well. I don't know how to hang up, but.
Oh, no, you're fine. We're going to go into prayer. So thank you so much for speaking into Evangelist Bagley's life and into her circumstance and situation, because sometimes it really takes us to hear someone else's testimony to know that, you know, be encouraged. God is in control. Yes, indeed. He is always in control. And we are denouncing this demonic attack and bite on our life. Dear God, we thank you
on this evening. Father, we thank you for exposure of the enemy's plan and his plan for our life and the things that he has planned to destroy, the things that you have planted inside of us. And God, we bless you on tonight. Father God, your child, Evangelist Bagley, Lord, is going before some people tomorrow, Lord, for a job interview. God, we ask that you would even enter the room right now. Father, we ask that you would just put your blood over the space in which she has to enter in the name of Jesus. God, I ask that in the midnight hour, Father God, that you would turn people's mindset around. Lord, I ask that in the name of Jesus that you would shake it up, Father God, that you would let it work in her favor. God, I thank you for the turnaround. Lord, I thank you for blessing her life. I thank you for your blood just covering her, God. I thank you, Lord, for this newness, God. I thank you for this fresh wind of finances that is coming into her life. Father God, I thank you on this evening. Lord, we denounce the enemy's disruption to her life, to her finances, to her situation. God, we ask for in the name of Jesus that if anybody thinks any demonic things, Lord, if anybody thinks any demonic or speaks any demonic communication, Lord, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you would just fill her tongue, Father God, so that she can say the words that you have for her. Lord, we ask that you would just mount her up right now. God, that you would just give her the ability to activate her faith on tonight. Father God, we thank you for victory. We thank you for the yes. We thank you for the yes. We thank you for the yes. We denounce demonic intimidation in the name of Jesus. God, we are counting it done. Lord, we thank you for the victory. God, we can't wait for the praise report. Lord, we will continue to bless your name. Lord, we thank you for allowing Aunt Yvonne to share her testimony with Evangelist Bagley. And God, we ask that you would give her a fresh anointing. Father, that you would just shower your favor over her life. God, we bless you on this evening. We thank you, Father God, for your blood that has kept her even while the enemy, Father God, was coming against her life. God, we thank you for turnaround. We thank you, Father God, for victory in her life. Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless Mother Gordon, that you would continue, Father God, to strengthen her. Lord, any attack that the enemy brings against her life, against her finances, against her dwelling, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would shield her with your blood. God, we plead your blood in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you on tonight. God, every woman that's listening in through the telephone or through the airways online, Father God, we ask that you would just grant them favor on this evening. We ask that you would give them a special anointing. Father, we ask that your blood would just cover them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God. Lord, if we have sinned in any way, in word, in thought, or in deed, God, we ask that you would just forgive us of our sins. Lord, forgive our children, forgive our spouses, forgive our ancestors, forgive our parents, Father God. Forgive us all of our sins in the name of Jesus. God, give us a praying spirit back. Father God, give us a worshiping spirit back. Father God, give us the spirit of boldness back, the spirit of faithfulness, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you and we praise you. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Ladies, we thank you so much for joining us. And please, if you have not been on Monday night intercessory prayer with Minister Keisha, our intercessory prayer leader, please join us on Monday nights at 8 p.m. And that number is 712-432-3100. And the access code is 283-302. Again, that number is 712-432-3100. The access code is 283-302. We love, love, love you, God. Bless each and every one of you. We cannot wait to hear the praise reports. We cannot wait to just worship and to shout hallelujah and to give thanks and praise to God together. Because remember, the enemy doesn't like your faith. So keep your faith activated and your praise right along with it. Remember that God gives us deliverance. In the name of Jesus, he will deliver us from the hands of the enemy. So I love you guys, warrior women for God. We love you. We thank you for sharing with us on tonight. God bless you. We will see you back here next Thursday as Minister Andrea brings the word. Have an awesome night.